rest of the story. In a field little more than 60 acres, on the outskirts of 18th century Paris, there was buried treasure. By day, soldiers of the king's army patrolled the perimeter of the field. Their orders were to admit no one. The peasants who lived in the surrounding countryside were most curious. Sometimes they'd gather at a nearby glen to watch the changing of the guard. But just what had the king buried out there? Nobody knew for certain, only that whatever it was valuable indeed. Why else would sentries be placed to protect it? Then one of the locals got an idea. Next evening, the moon would be gone from the sky. So far, torches had not been used to light the property by night. Perhaps some of the braver citizens could band together, venture out into the darkness, and dig up the king's treasure. Other peasants blanched at the thought. That would be an invasion of government land, theft of the king's private property. If Louis XVI knew they were even entertaining the notion, it would surely mean the guillotine. But as the argument persisted and the risks were evaluated, those in favor of this daring scheme increased to 2 and then 3 and finally 4. That would be enough men to carry out the mission. And so on the appointed evening, at the appointed late hour, the 4 fearless peasants met at the same glen, each bearing a shovel. There was no moon, no torchlight, only one sleeping guard. Stealthily and single file, the invasion party crept toward the king's field, bathed only in faint starlight. They would stick close, dig fast, get out. The next day, the 4 comrades proudly displayed their prize before the other peasants. This was the king's treasure, they asked. Yes. And there was much more where that had come from. Well, wouldn't you know, within a month or so, most everyone in the countryside had pilfered the king's property. But this nobody knew, that the king's soldiers, the sentries who guarded the treasure, had been instructed to look the other way. Of all of the adventure story cliches, perhaps none so inspiring as buried treasure, and yet there has never, in fact or fantasy, been a concealed prize like the one you've just heard about. For it was a young man named André Parmentier who buried that treasure for King Louis XVI. It was both André's and Louis's sincerest intention that the treasure be a gift to the French people, and yet both realized that as a gift it might be rejected. Whereas if it were guarded by the king's soldiers, the temptation to steal it would be irresistible. For André Parmentier was an apothecary and a horticulturist. He was concerned over the dietary deficiencies of France's poor people. And so his plan was to introduce a most nutritious something into the French diet, something most Frenchmen were afraid to eat. And it was to overcome their apprehension that he played on their curiosity and on their greed. And that is why André planted it on guarded government land, to trick the French people for their own good into pilfering and sampling and enjoying and then thereafter nourishing themselves on potatoes. And now you know the rest of the story.